Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Ruschel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Ruschel. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John DeAquisto. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John DeAquisto. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball towards right. Lockhock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lockhock. Thomas moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Thomas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ruschel strikes out. 1 out. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to third. Monday moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. Monday scores. Kelleher moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John DeAquisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeAquisto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruschel is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruschel hits a pop-up towards the mound. DeAquisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews moves to third. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Reitz moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. DeAquisto fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Monday scores. Summers moves to third. Thornton moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joshua moves to second. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rochelle, and towards Trillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Joshua moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Adams pinch hits for Paul Ruchel. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Munday hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Crosby now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reitz takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews moves to third. Reitz moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Matthews scores. Rader moves to second. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Mercer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garman now pitching. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal bunts towards the mound. Moffitt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trillo moves to third. Mitterwald moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reitz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Craig Robinson now playing second base. Daryl Thomas now playing center field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Madlock strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ontiveros is hit by the pitch. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ontiveros moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ontiveros tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, Cubs. Darold Knowles now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Montanez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reitz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reitz hits a line drive into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rader is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Robinson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Minton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosello moves to second. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Randy Hundley pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosello tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Rick Rochelle now pitching. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Spear hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lockhock. Spear moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Montanez is walked intentionally. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Reitz is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.